The Horse Racing Preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
And delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, very warm welcome to you.
Thank you, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well, Martin. I suppose before start of play today at Punchestown, it has been a fantastic week of racing so far. I don't think anyone could have expected or envisioned what could have happened. But out of the 1.9 million in offer, William Mullins has picked up the 66% of the prize money and has pretty much taken home the Trainers' Championship.
Yes, indeed, Patrick. Unbelievable performance, has to be said. I mean, I looked at it on Wednesday morning after a great day on Tuesday, and after Gordon had won the fifth and sixth races, first, second and third, and he was 404,000 still ahead. And by the end of the day, Willie had 48,000 in front, and by, at the end of yesterday, now he's well over 400,000 in front. It's an amazing turnaround, a fantastic response by Willie. There's no question about that. I mean, he's had, 12 winners so far. He's actually not even that far off Gordon for the number of winners train. I think Gordon's about 209, Willie's about 206 at the moment. 2 days still to go as we speak. And it has been unbelievable. Like, he's won the major races. I mean, there's no question. Undersaw and Duvan, Bell's Hill and Jack Adam, and even yesterday you've got Faheen brilliantly against Penn Hill. They're the ones that really have made the difference. Each horse put up tremendous performances, no doubt about that. I thought Undersaw, he was absolutely superb to beat Duvan. I mean, the way he ran, lucky enough to win a Ferry House a couple of weeks ago, looked like he's come down to a hard season. Totally different ballgame on Tuesday. Looked a different horse altogether. Bell Till ran a blinder in the Grand National. He was with his big weight. Possibly was a bit unlucky not to win it. He comes out a couple of weeks later and come in a grade one race very well against Jack Adam. And of course, Faheen, I think, was the biggest one. There's no question about that. We all thought he was gone. Even the step up and trip, I didn't expect a performance like that yesterday. In fairness to Ruby and Willie, they both said that after he worked last Saturday, they were going to retire him because he just didn't fire at all. But the extra distance, whatever it is about Punchestown, he seems to love that track, even though he only got beaten there once. He is a superb horse. And he put Penn Hill to the sword. Great gallop, a great ride atop of David Mullins, really stressed, used his stamina, even though everyone thought he mightn't get the trip. Like, I do remember him over 3 miles as a novice. He's just a super horse. It's interesting what's going to happen next season with him. Will they stay in the hurdles? Will they go over fences? He's probably a bit old to go over fences. That's the only thing at the age of 10. But no doubt, I mean, he's just right off with Mullins at Superb. He really trains for Punchestown. There's no question about that. Cheltenham and Punchestown are two big meetings to train for. And it's statistics and records, all there to be broken. It's been a wonderful achievement by Gardinelli as well. And you have to feel a bit sorry for him. I mean, he went really close last year, but he's gone even closer this year. But he's often said himself he has to be a million ahead coming into Punchestown. I always thought he was exaggerating that. But it looks at the evidence of this week, he's 100% right.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Okay, before we go into this weekend's action, we're not far away from the big race this evening, Martin. It's the Betac 2% Champion Hurdle. And of course, Sam Crowe is the odds-on favourite. He's got Mellon to deal with. Can he overcome him?
Well, I'm just a little bit surprised at the prices, Patrick. I would have thought it should be that tighter than that. I think Sam Crowe should be favourite, but at the same time, you're taking on a horse, Mellon, who is a very, very high-class horse. There's no question about that. Second in the Champion Hurdle against Boover there, Mick Giles back in third. Even Super Sunday, who beat Faheen, of course, now in the Irish Champion Hurdle. And, like, he's a very big price at 8 or 10 to 1, I have to say, as well. Like, there's no question Sam Crowe is an impressive. And, the horse he beat in Cheltenham, both horses, Black Ops won at entry. And, of course, Next Destination was a very good winner at Punchestown on Wednesday, but it was a tight finish there as well. I wouldn't say he's an awful lot in hand and form. It's a result I think we all want to see. He just looks a bit of a superstar. Everyone wants the next superstar to come along, and he looks an exciting horse. I think it's a very important race, obviously, for Gordon and obviously for Giganstown. If he comes out and wins well and beats Mellon, which we all hope he can do, there's no question the temptation to stay over hurdles next season would be huge. I mean, you have to fancy him to beat Boover there and stop him in 3 in a row. If he doesn't win today, I think the Gigs then will be quite happy sending him over fences, and let's see what he can turn into. There's no doubt though that if he can win it today, and I think, you know, he's got to have every chance. 2 miles maybe might be a bit on the sharp side, no doubt, but he looks to have tremendous amount of pace as well. He jumps well. He seems to take in the surroundings and big crowd at Punchestown very well. He wasn't unfazed by Cheltenham. He's a lovely attitude, and it's the result I think we all want to see. Well, even though Gordon's not going to win the championship now, I think there's no question about that. It's the result I think everybody wants to see in racing, another superstar. We all love superstars. We love building them up, and he's been built up to a high level. He hasn't disappointed so far, and let's just hope he can round off. It has been a tremendous week on a winning note. I think he can do it. I still say I wouldn't back him at 4-5. have to say I wouldn't be backing them at those type of prices at all. I think Mellon probably deserves to be a charter. I think it will get a bit tighter towards the start of the race. It'll probably go even money 5-4 for Samco, and maybe I think Mellon will come into 2-1, 7-4, especially the run that Willie's been on with 12 winners already this week. But hopefully he can do it, and I think it's a result everyone wants to see.
Okay, so that's the feature coming up in the next couple of minutes. But looking towards Saturday's action then, Martin, the big race on Saturday, no doubt, is the EBF Any Power Mares Champion Hurdle Grade 1 contest, over 2.5 miles. And of course, we've got Apples Jade in here against Benny the Dull.
Yeah, rerun of the race, of course, at Cheltenham. And Appleshade was definitely a big disappointment, I have to say, already, Patrick, at Cheltenham. Whatever it was about her, she never seemed happy in the race. It was only 9 runners, it was a small field. Had to make a lot of her running. Seemed to be running around a bit, really not behaving herself. That was her first run since Christmas. Maybe she was a bit too fresh. And I think she's a great record at Punchdown over the years. She won the 4-year Champion Hurdle a couple of seasons ago. She won this race last season. And I just think, with her course knowledge and her course experience, she just might get her revenge tomorrow on Benny the Dull, who has won 3 steeplechases very well up to that win at Cheltenham. She had to battle hard, though, got a hard race, and I suppose, you know, she should even improve more. But I just think Appleshade is more solid. You just maybe have to forgive her one bad run. Hopefully she can do it, and I think she can. The rest of the runners really are probably just making up the numbers in some way. Augusta Kate has a bit of a chance each way, maybe Forge Meadow as well, but really it'd be a big surprise if it doesn't come down between these two. And I'd love to see Appleshade win again. It seems she's a very good mare on her day. Hopefully that was just an off day last time, and on the balance of her form, she might be a stronger bet than Benny the Dull.
The AES Champion 4-year-old Hurdle is the other Grade 1 on the card, Martin, over 2 miles. It's Mullins versus Elliot in this race, because out of the 9 runners, Mullins has 6, Elliot has got 3, but Elliot does have, or more than likely will have, the front 2 in the market.
Yeah, Farclas definitely deserves to be favoured after his fine win in the Triumph Hurdle. He beat Mr. Adjudicator on that occasion, no excuses. Before that, Mr. Adjudicator beat Farclas by a length in the Spring Juvenile Hurdle at the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. So there's absolutely nothing between the two on form. I just have a feeling, though, this easier Punchdown track will suit Mr. Adjudicator this time, I think. He was a good horse on the flat. He might have just a bit more toe than Farclas, and I'd give him a narrow vote to win. The other one that runs is here with a chance is definitely Sagwawi. He was a good winner at Ferry House last Tuesday week. I thought it was quite a good performance. Before that, I had seen him win at Gordon Park, and he looks a nice recruit. Noel Fehley coming over to ride this filly. He has a lot of improvement to do to get close to the big two, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets fairly close. I think Farclas obviously is a big chance as well, but I just on this occasion would favour Mr. Adjudicator. I just think the easier course might suit him. He might just have a little bit more foot than Farclas, but certainly another exciting race.
Pataf Handicap Chase, the Grade B contest over 3 miles, Martin. 15 will face the starter here.
Yeah, a couple of decent horses here, obviously, and a couple of usual suspects as well. I think Drumacou was badly kind of affected by the very testing ground last time at Ferry House. I wouldn't mind that. His previous performances would give him a good chance here. I think also down towards the bottom, Laz Askar is interesting for Liam Cusack. Only 9-11, this is going to be a bit of a war of attrition, I think, this race. Has been improving at a lower level than this, but has a nice weight to carry here, and I just think maybe could be worth a few bob each way. Good to see a couple of English riders in this one. Certainly Wicked Willie for Nigel Twist and Davis, good to see him coming over, and would have to have a bit of a chance on his best form. Major Destination also for Noel Mead could be quite interesting, but I think Laz Askar each way is the way I'll be playing it there.
Okay, so that's the Pataf Handicap Chase. Later on in the card then, Martin, is the 3-mile-6 Handicap Chase for horses rated 0-145. 19 will go to post in this one.
Yeah, very, very interesting race this. That of horse that ran the Irish Grand National, Isle of Hope and Dreams, held the weights. Obviously, that was a real war of attrition, no doubt about that, but the form has worked out well. Bells Hill has certainly boosted that form by winning on Wednesday, and even with top weight here, I suppose he could be a deserving favourite. He's up £3 for that narrow defeat by General Principle. We have a lot of usual suspects here, Thunder and Roses, and of course Forever Gold was only just half a length behind Out of Hope and Dream in that race. He was second in this race last season. He's up another £4 for that national run, and he must have a big chance. He wouldn't want too much more rain, though, you'd have to say that. I think other horses like Fletcher Shire won this race 2 years ago. He's off a £6 lower mark now, but his form of race has been a little bit poor. Poor Man's Hill is definitely an interesting horse for Gordon Elliott. Very improved horse. Wouldn't want the ground too soft, but certainly will have no problem with the trip of 3-mile-6, and has won 6 or 7 times already this season. He's still a very improved horse, and Jack Kennedy will be a very big positive to his chances here. Others like Space Gillette would have a chance as well, but I think I'm going to take a chance on an unexposed horse here, a horse called Augustine for Willie Mullins here. Typical kind of Mullins late developer, one is Novice Chase, our riding Taurus, or in certain Clonmel. Then Bramwell last time tore to Clencairn View in a Novice handicap final at Ferryhill, very testing ground. This will be very much an extreme test of stamina over 3.6. I think he's unexposed. He reminds me a little bit of Cadmium, who won well yesterday, 4 Mullins in a similar type race. I think, you know, a bit of value each way, he'd be the one I'd be playing with.
And then the Boyle Sports, or sorry, the Ballymore Handicap Hurdle in Martin. 25 runners will face the starter, and of the 25, William Mullins will have a maximum of 14 runners.
That's right. I mean, I think that is a record in itself. I think people were talking about Gordon Eddy run 13 in the Grand National a couple of weeks ago. I think this is, obviously is a record for Irish race anyway. Certainly, I would have to say it is. He's got obviously a lot of chances here. There are others, though, in the race, obviously, with good chance. I think Joseph Bryant had a very quiet week, but Early Doors, number 4 on the card, ran a good race when toward the Shetland behind Blow by Blow in the Martin Pipe. He certainly would be one of the leading fancies here, would have to have a chance. A couple of English riders as well, Dream Berry for John Joe Neal. He's been very quiet this week as well. He must have must be respected travelling over. Of the Willie Mullins 14, which one is best is a good chance. It's a good question, really. If you can figure that one out, you're probably halfway to find the winner. But certainly, I think, of the races at Ferryhouse lately, there's a couple of Cup Mayo. Mary DeVille ran well, finished 6th. And also another one there called Carol Lee, number 14 in the car. She finished 5th on that occasion. The Farmland race has worked out pretty well. The 4th one, Preble Laguna, won since during the week at Punchdown. And the winner of that race, Low Sun, actually runs again tomorrow. He actually finished 4th over 2 miles here on Tuesday, and you couldn't rule out a good run from him again. Prince Gary Antle was a surprise winner on Wednesday afternoon, up £12 for that. Won well, though, and certainly would have a bit of a chance. Down towards the bottom, Agent Baru, good winner at Ferryhouse last time, £8 penalty to carry, but still only is 10-1, and certainly would enter calculations as well. Well, Yaha Fizz for Gordon Elliott is bound to make a lot of running. Joey Sasse was second here the other day as well, so there's any amount of horses with chances. I suppose narrowing it all down, I think Early Doors is a good chance, but of the two winning ones, I take a chance on maybe Mary DeVille and Carol Lee each way again.
Okay, so and in the cross-country race, Martin, or the bumper, a couple of interesting runners. Just one takes note in the bumper. Lloyd Williams has a horse for Joseph O'Brien, DeLuro on the bumper.
Yeah, this is for horses that never ran before. So there's always plenty of talk about these type of horses. Funny, there's one stable I've been watching lately, Patrick, and he's a horse run later in the bumper who's been back to huge odds. A fellow called Pat Fahey, very, very good trainer, or Peter Fahey, from Mount 7. Bit of a word for his horse in the last race today at Punchdown. It was 50-1 opening up. Now it's into 13-2 as I speak. And this horse, tomorrow he's a representative horse called Born to be Wild, who I'm certain will be very well fancied here. He actually won this race last year with a horse called Bocarium, and Katie Walsh rode the horse. So it's interesting to see that he has a first time out here. Obviously, the Mullins one would have to be respected. Pat has raised the name, but Gordon Elliott has a house called Multifactorial with Nina Carvey on board, and Jessica Harrington discordantly again forced him out as well. Really, the bet market is the only guide here, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Born to be Wild running well at a bit of a price.
Okay, so that wraps up the National Hunt season for 2017-18 at Punchestown tomorrow. Then going to Gorn on Sunday, Martin. It's a flat card. Going will be quite testing on Sunday. We're going to start the opening race. It's the 7 furlong Phillies Handicap.
Yeah, Sorelle de Rose for Dermot Welch, who has a couple of good strong fancies on Sunday. This one went very close at Navan last week, up £3 for that over shorter distance. The longer distance will suit, and even at 9.10, must have a good chance. Proved a point for Michael Mulvaney. His stable's in good form, but second last time at Leopardstown, has a bit of a chance here, and Kenny Leonard is doing particularly well, the young lad on board. Chris Hayes, though, has made a good start to the season as a jockey, and Gentle Jay for Harry Rogers. Could be a lively one here. She's by Jeremy, loves testing ground, drawn one. You have to take her fitness and trust, but her farm last season was quite good. I wouldn't be surprised if she went very close here.
The closing race is the Festival of Speed conditions race over the mile and a half, and the very good winner at Cork last time was Bandua.
Yeah, he looked the one to follow again, I think, Patrick. The ground again, as you say, will be very testing. It was very testing that day he won, and he won very well, I have to say. Doesn't look much of a race. Well, there's another one in the first time out, Lord of the Sea. Well, Bulger's Miraculum is also first time out. Unless that one's any good, you'd have to expect Bandua to probably justify sharp price favouritism.
The big race, of course, is the Victor McCallmont 9 furlong Memorial Listed Stakes. €55,000 in the prize pot, Martin, and 9 will be going to boxes.
Yeah, there was a couple of nice fillies won first time out there in the last couple of weeks. Jaga for Dermot Wells was very impressive at Leopardstown Ireland student that was there that day, and actually she won very well, and she happens to be very fancied hand on heart for Fuzzy Stack and Chris Hayes, good winner of Cork there a couple of weeks ago. That was again very testing conditions, so ground shouldn't be a problem. Drumbeg Dream was a good winner last time at Cork, as she's gone up a fair bit in the weights but has a bit more to find. But Princess Jaze, I thought, ran a good race when finishing third in the Salisbury Stakes at Navan last weekend, and with Colin Keane keeping the ride for Gavin Cromwell, that might be the one here. The older horse is Clear Skies for Joseph Bryan, but the ground probably again it, maybe Bombassine as well, but I think maybe Princess Jaze each way could be the way to play this one.
Anything else on the card there tomorrow to keep an eye out?
Well, I think a horse called Comer of Hayes for John Ox ran a very good race first time out of Leopardstown, finishing second, and she's a very wide draw to overcome in the 255, but must have a good chance at that. Again, Denver well in 330, Jewel Maker ran a fine race from second at Nace and his only start last season to a decent offer as Aidan O'Brien's, and Declan McDonough aboard, I think he could be the answer to the 330. Now, they had two handicaps very, very wide open. Marmalade and Toast, good winner of Cork a couple of weeks ago, could be the answer to the 405, while Masonette for Andrew Slattery, good second to stable companion on side your last time at Cork, will appreciate the soft ground again on Sunday and could go well in that 4.35.
Okay, so that is the flat action for the weekend. Before we wrap up, Martin, you had the championships over the weekend all wrapped up. Davy Russell's going to pick up the top jockey. Looks like now that William Mullins is going to pick up the trainers' championship. Donny McInerney picks up the conditional, and Patrick Mullins reclaims the amateur championship.
That's right, indeed, absolutely. And fair play to them all. I mean, Willie's now made it 12 years in a row, which is a tremendous achievement. You have to feel sorry for Gordon, there's no doubt, but he had a wonderful year. A lot of great winners, and you know, winning both nationals is a tremendous achievement as well. Great to see Davy, though, at the age of 13. Win his tour title. He's been brilliant again this season. I know Ruby Welsh has been injured, but Davy just is a master at his craft. There's no question about it. Had a quite enough punch down, but did have a good winner there on Tuesday. But really, you know, he's a wonderful rider. 38 years of age, he's definitely in the twilight of his career, but no question about it. He is a top class rider and has been for many, many long year. And I think it's great to see him being champion jockey again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there'll be a big crowd there tomorrow. What about Donny McInerney, Martin? Has been a revelation this season.
Absolutely. Very much improved rider. Really has a nice future. Very, very good, Jess, in Auburn in that cross-country race. And he won't be claiming five for much longer, I think, Patrick. And I think he is a rising star. If he can keep weight and everything in order, he certainly is one to watch in the coming years. Should have a good season again next year. Obviously, it's harder when you lose the claim. But he certainly is a very promising rider. Very, very good young rider indeed.
And Patrick Mullins, 56 winners for the season so far, Martin. He's sixth alone on the actual Jockeys Championship itself. It's some achievement from an amateur.
It is, in fairness. Like, and I know he's got great ammunition, but I mean, like, even on under Soto today, he's quite brilliant. He's a very intelligent rider. He may not always be the most stylish in a finish and all that type of thing. People will be maybe criticising that, but he's no doubt he's a tremendous racing brain. He's always in the right place. I think he did a completely the right thing in under Soto the other day. And he's just, you know, this is, I think, his 10th time to be champion. He only lost it by one last year to Jamie Codd. He had this title wrapped up many years ago, many months ago, but he is a very, very good rider. And I think he's going to make an excellent trainer when he eventually takes over from Willie.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, look, Martin, we're not far away from the big race of Punchstone, so I'm going to let you go. But thanks a million for joining us this evening, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again next week.
Okay, Patrick, no problem at all. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.